CCRadio.com.
And welcome back to Greenberg News with your host, Brian Greenberg, on WNJC 1360 AM. Walking into our 21st year in broadcasting, and we're just having a blast. And I can't tell you, I don't know why I still like it, but I love it like the first day I started, because I get to find some cool and cutting-edge people in our area. And just like our next guest, Ken Dunnick, Jersey Man, Philly Man Magazine publisher, former Philadelphia Eagle football player. I think there might be an opening if he's wanting to come back. And he's also played for the Philadelphia Baltimore Stars and the USFL. Boy, you have been around, Ken. Welcome to Greenberg News.
Long time ago, and I'll tell you, at the minimum salary in the NFL, you can sign me up right now, Brian. How about that?
They got a few openings over there, and a new coach as well. So, you know, they don't know you. You figure, tell me you got a little, you'll be like Vince Papale, you know, regenerated or something.
Well, listen, my rookie year, the NFL minimum salary is $25,000. It's now over $500,000, so I'd like to give it one more try for sure.
You can't just say, I would just say, look, you know, you just give you, you know, you'll take $250,000 and they figure they owe you that to you.
Listen,
they should at least give you $250,000 out of what they make.
If I signed the contract, I'd be hurt within about 5 minutes and they'd have to pay me, so I'm all in.
That's it, but it depends on how badly you're hurt and how long the pain will linger.
It'll linger a while, I promise you.
Hey, I got to ask you, by the way, you know, speaking of football, since we just happened to touch on that, you know, the whole issue with the after effects of playing football. Do you have many after effects? Do injuries still visit you on a regular basis from your time playing?
Well, I think all football players come out with some injuries. I just had my hip replaced a couple of years ago and got some arthritis issues. But, you know, you don't come out of that game unscathed, but you also know what you're signing up for. So the concussion thing is a little worrisome. You know, I'm going to be 59 years old this year and got some short-term memory issues. Not sure if they're age-related or football-related, but, you know, it's...
Well, I can tell you, I'm 59 myself, and I think it's age. So it's. Someone pointed out to me something, and I don't know if you don't sleep a lot, your short-term memory loss will increase. And being as how as I run a CPA firm, and I'm jamming 7 days a week now, my short-term memory is about 5 minutes. So after that, it goes. So just giving you a heads up, it may be just job-related or sleep-related. It may not just be football-related.
Well, I feel better. There's reason for hope, then.
Absolutely. You look at me and, you know, look at the person next to you and figure, hey, I can get through this, too. That's what I'm here for, just to urge and be an inspiration to others and my downfall. But anyway,
gotcha.
So you launched this Jersey Man, Philly Man magazine, and it's really kind of, like, leveraged into a whole, you know, to a bi-monthly magazine, and you're going to have a TV show. What's going on with this?
We're so thrilled with our progress. We took a big risk 5.5 years ago launching a magazine. People said we were crazy, fighting the perception that print is dying and banks wouldn't loan us any money, but we didn't see anything on the journalistic landscape specifically targeting men, and we thought there was an opportunity. So I had some contacts in the wholesale paper business. I also had friends in the printing business, and we developed an LLC and launched a magazine, and we lost a lot of money at the beginning, and we just kind of went on and picked up steam. And a couple of years ago, we created a Legacy Club business network associated with the magazine. And that income has really helped put us over the top as far as the business is concerned. So we've got great parties once a month at different venues in Philadelphia and Jersey, and just continues to grow, and we're so humbled by the success, but we're working pretty hard to make sure people get their money's worth.
So let me ask you, a lot of people ventured both into the magazine business and into the networking business with little success to failure. What do you think distinguishes, what have you guys done differently to bring about that success?
Well, number one, we were different. I mean, there was no other men's magazine, and because of that, we were able to attract writers like George Anastasia and Bill Lyon. Stan Hockman of the Daily News wrote for us before he passed last year. Sam Carcitti, the beat writer for the Inquirer, is a regular columnist for us, as is Mike Kern of the Daily News. So we attracted some very good writers. We do have a good product. But I have to be honest with you, if it was just the print publication, I'm not sure we could afford to do it. And the networking aspect of our business has brought us a lot of ancillary income that has helped us profit as a business.
So let's focus on, you're right, that the networking is key. You know, they have all these different chambers throughout the area, and that's, I guess, your natural competition. So what do you guys do differently than the chambers to have developed your own niche?
Yeah, we're a little bit different in the fact that, you know, we're really kind of a monthly party for the people that join or want to attend the parties. They are private. You have to be an advertiser, legacy, or chairman's club member with our company to get an invite. And, of course, we invite guests to take a look all the time to see if it's the right fit for them. We don't do any business presentations at the parties. We feel like you're there to have a drink and something to eat and meet a potential client. So I'll just get up there for a couple minutes and thank our sponsors, which include TD Bank and Comcast Business. Some very big names have supported us here. And some celebrities that show up, you know, the Vince Papales, Dick Vermeils, Brian Props, they always seem to be in attendance at the events. You know, it's just people look forward to it because it's just a fun night out. And that's where we differ from chambers. And, boy, our numbers are just going through the roof. We're approaching 250 Legacy Club members already in a little over 2 years of existence. So we're pretty proud of that.
So you started with zero. I guess you would count one. You would be the first Legacy member.
Yeah, I was the first member, exactly.
Congratulations. Did you get a prize or something or what?
Yeah, I get a gold star.
And now you're at 250. So you're getting, when you hold these monthly events, you're getting, 200 plus people are showing up for these events?
Every month we have about 200 to 350 people. And we actually have a great problem. We're trying to find venues big enough to handle our crowds. I know in May we just signed Sugar House Casino to a contract. We'll have an event there. Parks Casino has been a great partner for us. And I know Aletto's Catering down in Deptford is a huge hall that can accommodate our crowds. But, you know, it is a problem to the point where I was just talking to my daughter, Ashley, who runs the Legacy Club for us. We may split the club into two and do events in Philly and in Jersey once a month instead of flip-flopping river to river every month. So people will continue to get the value for the club, but we'll just have more events.
So in other words, you'll be running, so they'll go either or they'll go to, or you'll just have to do twice as many. I think you want to
do
Jersey and that kind of thing, or?
Yeah, right now we'll do month to month. So we'll do Jersey this month, Philly next month. In 2017, our plan is to do a Jersey and Philly event in each month. And that there's a tiered pricing structure where you can attend, Philly or Jersey or Philly and Jersey. So we'll give people those options.
Well, I think from what I understand, I did a little research of my own, too. That's what they pay me the big bucks for. And what I'm told is that, like, if I go to the chamber events, I'm talking to sales, I'm talking to bankers or the traditional salespeople. And what I understand that you guys are doing is you're actually able to attract real business owners.
So it's not we do. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go on. That's what I was throwing out.
Yeah, I was just going to say we are attracting a CEO level type of group in our club, and I think it's because, again, the right people were showing up early and word got around that the decision makers are showing up at our parties, and now, you know, it's just, it continues to grow because, there's not the frustration of having to go through middle management people to get to a decision maker. The decision makers are showing up at the Jersey Man, Philly Man events, and word is getting out, so people are attending.
So, does one have to be exclusively a CEO person, or is there?
Not at all. We don't have any kind of regulations like that. We've priced it so the smallest of small business people, for the price of a monthly lunch, you can tap into a pretty dynamic business network. And of course, I'd like to talk a little bit about our gala later this year. And we've got, sponsorships that range from $2,500 to $20,000. So we really have price points for everybody if they want to get in the network.
That's right. All right, well, since you mentioned it, what kind of gala are you having? Is it will Obama be there or what?
Yeah, don't know about that, but he might be looking for something to do in November.
That's my point. You know, you might put that out there.
Send him the invite, even though I lean Republican. I'd like to have
him
there.
Okay. His money's green just like anybody else's.
No, last year we had our first inaugural gala called Unmasking the Legacy. We honored 10 men and women of the year candidates in our magazine that have exemplified success in business and philanthropy, and we had a great event. We sold it out last year. It was at Union Trust. This year we got a bigger venue. So on November 2nd, we'll be at Ballroom at the Bend. And by the way, exciting news, tickets go on sale tomorrow. There's an early bird special for tickets. So if somebody wants to nab a ticket for only $100, they can go on our website, jerseymanmagazine.com, and make sure they get a ticket, because last year, Brian, we turned down 100 people the day of the event.
Ooh.
This event will sell out.
At $100 a pop. Oh, I'm
that's
amazing.
Right. And believe me, it pained me to do it, but we had more room. So we got a bigger venue this year
at the Lincoln Financial Field.
Yeah, well, maybe that's next. Who knows? But you know, we had a lot of great celebrities showed up last year. I know Mike Mamula, the Eagles, was there. Mike Missanelli of 97.5, the Fanatic. Jesse Rendell, the son of Governor Ed Rendell, was there. And people just had a great time. It's a fun evening. So for anybody that's interested, tickets go on sale tomorrow at jerseymanmagazine.com.
So, and again, this is why don't you plug the date again, when it's going to be held and all that?
Yeah, it'll be November 2nd. The party will start, I believe, at 6 p.m., and it'll be at Ballroom at the Bend, right on 8th and Chestnut. We just toured the facility yesterday. It's absolutely beautiful. It can hold, our goal is 700 to 1,000 people, and we're pretty sure that we're going to fill it up.
You might be, you're going to be pulling up in a Rolls Royce or something with all the proceeds from the event.
I don't know about that. I didn't make the big money in football, and you know how the magazine business is. But we're doing okay.
So now that's the big event. Now you have some. Why don't you talk about your upcoming event for people who are interested and they want to learn more about you guys and want to attend the event?
Yeah, actually, my email is ken@jerseymanmagazine.com. That's the easiest way to do it. We don't announce the events outside of our network just because, you know, it is a private event and you have to be a member or a guest to get in. So we don't. I know it'll be April 18th. I can't announce the venue, but that one will be in Jersey, by the way. So if anybody in Jersey or Philly is interested in seeing what we're all about, they can email me at ken@jerseymanmagazine.com, and if we can accommodate it, we'll get them in as a guest. If not, we'll certainly have them at the Sugar House event in May, and that will be able to accommodate many more people.
So is it kind of like the old speakeasies where you have a little slit and you open up the slit and you see the guy says Jersey Man and you're good, I'll let you in, that kind of thing?
No, not at all. We have a legit registration table, but we just did hire a security guard because we did get some crashers. So
really,
yeah, we had to. I'm too old to wrestle anybody anymore, so we had to hire some security. Yeah, right.
So meantime, tell us about this TV show you're launching. What's that all about?
Yeah, we're in development. Ken Selinger, CCI Video in Westchester, came up with a format for the Philly Man TV show. It's basically going to be a video version of the magazine hosted by George Anastasia, and my daughter, Ashley Dunnick, will also co-host the show. I know Susie Selleck will be a contributor, as will many other names in the area, and it's just, again, it's all the things we are as a magazine. You know, we had Yuki Washington on cover of this most recent cover. We've done articles on Merrill Reese and George Anastasia, who writes a column for us. You know, we're going to talk about guy stuff. We're going to talk about football and golf and martinis and cigars and business and politics. However, I do want to tell your listeners that we're very woman friendly. We have a lot of women have joined our network. They're successful business people. It is a very professionally done magazine, and they enjoy reading it as well. As a matter of fact, I probably get more emails from women that read and enjoy the magazine than men. So We're excited about establishing our brand in electronic medium with the Philly Man TV show, and look for that later this year.
Yeah, by the way, you have your the writers you were listing, really, they're like the creme de la creme of Philly writers, sports writers.
They really are. You know, one of the most flattering things to me as a business owner and a publisher is, you know, I could call some guys like George Anastasia going, hey, I like what you're doing, I want to write for you. And to me, that was the ultimate flattery.
That's the biggest compliment, absolutely. The guys who know how to do it want to reach out to you and find a venue to do that and be part of it. Now, that magazine, is that through the website or through the club, or how does your magazine operate with that?
No, there's several venues. We do send a direct mail of 40,000 out in Jersey and Philly, but there's subscriptions available for $20 that you can get at JerseyManMagazine.com. The magazine is also available on the newsstands. Wegmans and Barnes & Noble, I know, carry the magazine, and several ways that you can get a copy of Jersey Man or Philly Man magazine.
So outstanding. So what do you got on the horizon here? I know you're already going to all go guns blazing, but I got the sense that you have some other things up in the that you're targeting to do.
Well, we've reserved the domain name rights for other cities, and next year we're going to talk about franchising the opportunity and seeing if we can establish Chicago Man, LA Man, and Philly Man, New York Man, and some other venues, and hopefully we'll get that off the ground, and I can float away in the Caribbean and let my daughter run the company. That's the grand plan.
So basically, you're just doing this to keep your kids, out of your hair. Is that the reason why you've done all this?
Hey, listen, Brian, I have four daughters, including a set of triplets, so motivation has never been a problem for me. I got to get up and make it happen.
God bless you. Triplets. Oh, and they're all girls. Oh, you poor soul.
I had a daughter, I tried for a son, and I had triplet daughters. Try that one on for size.
I think that was your way of getting back at you. How dare you think you're going to have a man in the family?
Well, listen, when I was a kid, I prayed to be surrounded by women. This is not exactly what I had in mind, but it's working out.
When you prayed, you didn't pray, someone got the translation incorrect.
Yeah. This is specific enough. You're right.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, God works in not mysterious ways. You got to spell it out, and clearly, when you were a kid, you didn't articulate it right, and you were probably grunting at the time or something, and that's what he thought what you meant.
Well, listen, it hasn't been the easiest road, especially when the girls were in high school, but we made it through, and they're all college graduates, and they're all great kids, and three of the four work for me, so I'm really happy about that.
That is the greatest gift, to bring your kids back in. I'm trying to bring my oldest back into my business, and that's our plan, her and her son-in-law, and it's when you got that you really are blessed to be able to
that's the truth
as adults. As they say, you're a very fortunate and rich man to have your family involved with what you do.
I am indeed. Thank you.
So you're welcome. Hey, Ken, with that, we are out of time. It's been a pleasure. Ken Donick, Jersey Man Magazine, Jersey Man. What's the exact website here?
So we get it's JerseyManMagazine.com. Yep.
Cool. Check it out.
JerseyManMagazine.com.
Go check out the event next month. Sign on tonight. You get there for the big gala in the fall. And Ken will be coming to a TV near you in the near future.
I hope so. Thank you, Brian.
Right. Hey, pleasure, Ken. Thanks for coming on.
All right.
And that wraps
you
up this segment of Greenberg News. We're going to take a brief break. Right back after these messages. This is...